When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, boys?
Hey, there they are.
So we lost you for a minute. We thought, yeah. Did Sliwa unplug something?
Yeah, there's a good chance. Yeah. I could have just stepped on. There's an extension cord right next to me.
Yeah, you pull one plug switch out of the place, it all goes off the air.
Just that switch, everything happens. Exactly. No, we had it happen a couple times. We're here, JM Eagle LA Championship at the Wilshire Country Club. John, you ever golfed here?
Yes.
Of course he has.
A few times. It's a very nice club.
And I'm teaser, sure, by the way, too.
I'm sure the women are tearing it up. No Nelly Korda, though, who is the talk of women's golf. Mm. She's won 5 tournaments in a row, and then she was supposed to be in this tournament, but she dropped out. So you guys are people starting to come in?
Yeah, it's starting to get packed. And they got – so, yeah, you're right. They're talking – I think she's going to play in 2 weeks.
Mm. Why would
John,
she not
they said
play?
That nobody's
she's
won
just burned
six.
Out.
Oh. Yeah. Nobody's won 6 in a row. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, this is Tiger-esque.
Yeah, Tiger won 7 in a row 1 year. Wow. Over 2 years. Crazy.
So, Slee, what's been the highlight out there today?
The highlight was when I thought my media pass here will – I thought I was going to become a member.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Strictly because I have a media pass.
Sure. But that's standard.
They're not really allowing me in anywhere.
Now, are you going to hang out for the day and go see the women play?
No, we got a little pregame action coming a little bit later.
Oh,
so
that's
when I'm
right.
done here, we'll
sure.
work our way over.
Did Trav bail
to
on you?
Trav's gone. That's it.
He's
he
done.
Left?
Yeah, Trav, you guys know this.
He doesn't believe in Supercross
talk. It's lunchtime.
Yeah, once
he just said, see ya, we're out of here.
Have you guys done something to him?
Not that I know of.
No.
I can't imagine how we would have offended Travis Rogers.
Maybe it was Michael.
Yeah.
No, I haven't compared him to any NBA players lately.
No, you have not.
hey, you see any brothers out there?
Oh, yeah.
Or sisters in this case.
Yeah.
Yeah, a pretty good amount, actually, Michael.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of golf.
Are they the Jeffersons
general.
Moving on up?
Could be, Michael. I'll That's have right. to ask them.
Yeah.
Could be.
So,
one quick question. This came up, and it's a very country club question, and I think all three of you
well,
will
we've got
will
John
be
Ireland here.
Yes, I specialize in country clubs.
Me and a country club don't go together.
That's what I was figuring. So, John, when you're in a country club and you get a chance, you're going to go use the steam room, you're going to go shower, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
What's your towel situation? What do you
always
always
have an extra towel. So you never go in because you need one around your waist and you need a towel to do what a towel does. But I'm not one of these guys that's, let's just say, going commando around the locker room. Yeah. That would be Mace. Mace puts pictures of himself naked in jacuzzis on Instagram.
I was never naked in the jacuzzi.
Wait
I was always
not,
wearing something.
Not this time, but time
never,
you were, right?
I've never been naked in jacuzzi. I know.
Is that Cappy?
Everybody loves that waterfall picture.
Yeah.
And
weren't you naked in that?
No, I was wearing a bathing suit.
There's nothing wrong with being naked and swimming.
Yeah, no, by the way, I'm with Michael, too.
Yeah.
It's totally
let it all
fun.
Hang out.
How did this subject come up for you, Slee?
Well, we were talking about the country club and how I kind of, not fairly here, put Travis in a position where I said, Trav, you take me as a guy that puts the one towel over your shoulder, mm-hmm. but you don't have the towel around your waist.
Oh, right.
John, as you know, there are a lot of people, I'm sure, at these country clubs where they don't really believe in the towel over the waist.
No, they're just walking around with it all hanging out.
Hey, I'm a member.
Yeah.
I don't need a lower towel.
Right. No, I always have the lower towel.
It's called the lower towel. We've officially named it. It's the lower towel. Yeah.
Lower towel is more important than the upper towel. For some reason, guys just rock the upper towel, but no lower towel.
I would wrap the towel around me, but around my upper part of my body.
Keeps
the chest warm.
There's a very famous clip, I think it's still on YouTube, where the Dodgers in, I think it was the mid-80s, made the playoffs, and Jim Hill's doing live shots in the locker room. And Pedro Guerrero is standing there with a towel over his shoulder, naked as can be, and the cameraman doesn't realize that his shot is too wide.
Oh, really?
So it's Jim just doing a normal interview, Pedro talking to him. I think Jim and Pedro both assumed
that was off camera.
It was a tight shot.
Yep.
And there it's just for all to see right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Slee, are you optimistic about tonight? That says it all right there. That enormous pause you could drive a truck through.
Tell me if you agree with this. The first 12 minutes kind of will tell we got a game or
absolutely or not. Like, more wrong.
No,
the Lakers could be up 30 at the start of the fourth quarter, and I won't relax. Yeah, it's the exact opposite.
It's the end
of
the game.
Is what I mean.
You have it completely backwards.
Well, let me tell you what I mean by that. Denver hasn't got off to a good start.
Right.
Denver hasn't played. They
and how much does it matter?
And you want the same movie. Lakers start out good. Denver finishes strong.
If the Lakers are up 20 after 5 minutes, you seriously think that means the game is over?
No, I think the worry is that if Denver gets off to a good start and they're up double digits by the time the first quarter ends,
right?
Is this just basically is this going to become a 20-point game at home?
Yeah.
No, I think the fourth quarter is all that matters in this game.
See,
actually,
if the Lakers are up 15 and in the three, I'm putting it in the fridge.
Well, you're an idiot,
Michael. You are ridiculous.
Did you do a game two fridge?
I don't remember you doing that.
No, not the last game two.
You've done some really early fridges.
And the Lakers still end
you
up.
You are captain early
against
fridge
against the Pelicans.
Very much is
against the Pelicans when they're up by 19. I put it in the fridge, and what happened?
They came back. The Pelicans came back and tied it as soon as
what happened
in the fridge.
Zion got injured.
But was I wrong? Did the Lakers win?
You were not wrong.
No, you were not wrong.
There you go.
I still don't believe it belonged in the fridge.
Yeah.
It went down to the wire.
Michael, you abuse your fridge privileges.
Yeah, I don't even know if we should let you have a fridge.
Well, we'll see. If he ever puts a game in a fridge that turns out that they lose, then he's revoked.
Yeah. I wouldn't use the fridge in this Denver series.
It has happened in the past, but we gave him new life. I'm just saying, that's what people say. Take Michael's fridge privileges away. He abuses the fridge, which is very true. But to your credit, even when the Lakers blow these leads, and they often do, they normally come back and win.
Win, right.
So until when Michael is wrong.
Has he ever gotten one wrong?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but.
Remind me of that. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Michael's put games in fridge during.
You
Michael's
put games in the fridge.
Right.
I heard
you put a game in the fridge in the second half, late in the second quarter.
Oh, yeah, I have. You
second
can tell.
Quarter, not second,
second
half.
Second quarter.
Oh, yeah, you can tell sometimes. Other teams checked out.
Michael, remember the game versus Memphis? Mm-hmm. I think it was the second to the last game of the regular season.
That's right.
Memphis wasn't playing anybody.
Anybody.
John, in the pregame show, he said the game's in the fridge.
He did.
It was a minute left.
And then it came down to the final minute. And his response is always, well, did they win?
Exactly.
Apparently.
That's right. Fridge, cooler, ice chest, whatever you want. I'll put it in all of those.
Yeah. What'd you do with Pepe? Where is he?
Yeah, where is Pepe?
He'll be along.
Okay.
Pepe stopped in here one day.
Yeah,
by himself?
Yeah, he stopped in here one day, played game of games.
I think he's bored when he's not doing
I think
shows.
He is. He came in here the last
He was in here earlier
day.
This week.
He was in there in here on
whatever day, Monday?
Yeah, Monday. Monday morning Monday afternoon.
In case the Lakers prematurely get eliminated from the playoffs and we are on vacation, every Thursday me and Pepe will come in.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
But that won't happen for another couple of months.
Yeah, no, in June.
In June,
we'll start that program in June.
After the parade.
Yeah.
After the parade.
After the parade.
I love it.
Mace, what are your boys going to do at number 19?
Well,
I'm excited. I don't think they're staying at 19. I think they're either moving down or moving up.
No, there's a lot of momentum for moving up. And if they're moving up, who are they moving up for?
I originally thought it was Latu, the edge rusher from UCLA. But now I heard Travis talking about it, and I think Trav might be right. If they're moving into the top 10, it's got to be for an offensive guy.
They're not in on offense?
Yeah, because McVay is an offensive guy. He's not.
Right. Although, can we just the Rams have the second most expensive offense in the league and the second cheapest defense in the league?
Right, but I
doesn't that indicate they need help on defense?
No, I think they have the Mike D'Antoni attitude. You can't beat us if you don't outscore
us. So we don't care. Bad defense, let it ride.
Right. Well, we're just going to outscore you no matter what, because we're going to move the ball and score points. And if you can keep up with us, great. If not, forget it. You know, they're basically USC.
Right, right.
Well, if they move for an offense, do you want Joe Alt? Do you want one of the receivers, or you want the best tight end?
I want Brock Bowers, the kid from Georgia.
Yeah, I would like Latu. I would like to see somebody on the defensive end. If they were to trade up Latu, if they were to sit where they are, somebody like Jared Verse, there are guys that are there that can get to the quarterback. I just think, especially on the heels of losing Aaron Donald, why would you not add somebody who can get into the opposing backfield?
Oh, but you're using common sense. This is not with Sean McVay is, you know, he's ever since his first defensive coordinator, which I think was Wade Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Sean lets the defense handle itself.
Right, but you've got to give them weapons. You've got to give them a stacked roster. I mean, the Rams...
When's the last time, other than Aaron Donald, they had a stacked roster defensively? You'd probably have to go back to that team with
Jalen Ramsey.
Marcus Peters.
That was a great
Eric
group.
Weddle.
Von Miller came in at some... They've augmented the defense over time. And I just think at the end of the day, they've got to... And boy, all the Bo Nix to the Rams stuff is out there too. You're not trading up to get Bo Nix.
No,
you could probably trade back to get Bo Nix.
Michael, do you believe this talk that there's going to be six quarterbacks in the first round tonight?
Yes, because quarterback is the most important.
Six.
Yep.
I think that you got to go back to 50%
failing rate, by the way.
Lot of
Michael, I think it's higher than that.
A lot of Michael Penix to the Raiders talk out there today.
I love that. I hope the Raiders do get Michael Penix.
All right, guys, I'm at a country club, so I got to take off.
Okay, all right.
Go hit the showers. Two towels.
You need a bottom towel to go with the top towel.
It's brought to you by In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason Island coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon.
How do you say good afternoon in Spanish?
Buenas tardes.
No, growls, Pepe. Growl.
Buenas tardes.
No, go ahead, Pepe. Very good, Pepe.
You sound ill.
You sound constipated.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael.
Keep it up. He's coming after you.
He's had enough of you, Michael.
Is this the last time we're going to be able to do this?
What? Well, Michael says they'll come in on Thursday during the offseason.
Yeah. Oh, no. So it won't be the last. It'll be the last, Lakers game day.
What are you talking about, man?
Why are you so pessimistic?
Exactly.
I had the misfortune of watching the first two games
and seeing the way Denver closes games.
Denver knows how to close games. So why do they play the game then?
Why do they play the game?
Because people like you want to tell people what you think is going to happen, even though
I'm not going to tell anybody. What's going to happen? Allow me to dream, okay?
I am all for dreaming.
You're a dream killer. No, you're not. You're a dream killer.
I dream that the Lakers are going to win this game tonight.
Yeah.
Dream that. Root for that and want that to happen.
How can they win the game tonight?
How can they win the game?
Yeah.
By throwing different looks at Jokic in the second half?
No, wrong answer. The way they win the game is to tell Jokic the game is at the Galen Center.
That's what it takes.
If we can get him to go to the wrong building.
Yep.
Lock.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Jokic and the style of game he plays. How would you describe the way he plays the game? And I was thinking about it. You ever watch guys in warm-ups Ireland before the game, and now they're just working on their deals?
Yeah.
Against assistant coaches.
Like half speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they're like activating.
That's what he looks like he's doing. He's going half speed, just going through his drills, no rush.
There are three people in the NBA, and Michael, you may have more to add to the list, but there are three guys you cannot hurry up. Jokic, Luka, and SGA.
Right.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All three of those guys, you can't, no matter what you do, you could send two, three defenders at them, and they don't freak out.
Right.
They just go, oh, if three of you are here, then two of my teammates are open, and then Jokic finds some guy on the other side of the court that I didn't even know he could see.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because he's smart.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Pepe, I think, and Michael will jump on me if I'm overstating, but he's going to win the MVP this year. That's the third time in 4 years. The list of people that have won three in 4 years is elite. It's LeBron, Michael Jordan, Bill Russell, Kareem, and Jokic if he wins it. I think Jokic is a top 10 all-time NBA player right now. Am I crazy?
No, I agree.
So how
you actually do? You think you would put him in your top ten all time?
Yeah, he's special. He's different.
Michael, top ten.
How do you all time?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about ahead of guys like Oscar Robertson, who is an unbelievable player.
They're all great, but yeah, he's in the top ten.
I now think Pepe, watching him play. And this is my second trip through the playoffs with him, and obviously we've called Michael and I have called three or four of his games every year since he's been in the league. I'm not sure I've ever seen a better passing big man.
Nope.
And I'm not sure. I mean, Kareem was certainly more graceful. Mm-hmm. Bill Russell has all those titles. But I wouldn't put Jokic far behind either one of them. I think he's that good.
Yeah, he is very good. But now my question to you, Michael, since you think you know everything.
Yes.
how do you defend Jokic?
You can't. You just have to hope that he's off because Anthony Davis is a great defender. He's tall, long, he's athletic, agile, everything. And Jokic doesn't care. He just throws his left hand, hooks.
Right. Although, Michael, you said something before the game the other day that I wish the Lakers would have listened. I no longer think they should ever send a double team at Jokic.
No.
Don't. If he scores 60, let him. But don't, like Mace, if you're guarding Jamal Murray, and I'm guarding Jokic, and Jokic is eating my lunch, he's just
go
killing
get Murray.
Me. No, I don't want you to help me. Stay with your guy.
Oh, stay, okay,
if Jokic scores 70 points, I'll live with it. But if Michael made this point, if he scores 60, but he doesn't have a lot of assists.
Yes.
That's a win for the Lakers because it means Michael Porter and Jamal Murray and KCP and Aaron Gordon are not getting theirs.
Right.
The assists are what kill you with Jokic.
Right.
I mean, a lot of big guys get points and rebounds. AD does every game. AD is a walking double-double.
Yeah.
But Jokic, James Worthy said it the other day, and I've never heard him say this about anybody. Jokic is a combination of Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in one body.
It's a crazy
comparison. He is very good. But Michael,
no, he's great.
How come he was defended in 2020 by Dwight Howard?
Well, he's a much better player than he was then.
Yeah, Pepe, and so is Murray. Both of them have kind of come of age. Jokic, AD used to have his way with Jokic, and now they were even in game two.
Yeah.
But Jokic, basically, when they fell behind by 20, they said, we're going to throw the ball to Jokic and work everything off of him. And every time the Lakers sent a double team, Jokic found somebody wide open. He's too good. Don't double team him.
Well, the one game that Miami did win in the finals last year was a game where they sort of did exactly that. They let Jokic have his and said, everybody else, we're not going to let you beat us.
That's why the Lakers got the big lead. If you notice the first 36 minutes, the other guys weren't doing anything. They were all, other than Michael Porter, Murray was having a bad game.
Yep.
KCP was having a bad game. Gordon was doing nothing. And, of course, Jokic and Porter were doing something. But everybody else was miserable. And that's why the Lakers got that lead.
Yeah, and then what I see and thinking about the 2020, when they were defending Jokic, they were not defending him up top. They were like the point of gravity was lower, so they make him push you
and push him out a little further.
But Pepe, I think if you go back and look at those games in 2020, that was a bubble championship year where the Lakers beat them 4-1. And by the way, the Lakers should have lost game two of that series. That's when AD hit that shot at the buzzer, and it saved them. So they kind of got us back for what we did to them. But if you go back and watch Jokic, he's now almost a point center.
Yes.
He wasn't doing that back then. He was just going into the block and staying there. Now, he'll bring the ball up occasionally.
I know.
And you'll see, I'll look at Michael, I go, Michael, look at this dude. He's playing point guard.
Yeah.
at 7 feet tall.
Don't you make Jokic defend you in order to, because he's...
But he's actually better at that now. He's so big. He doesn't jump and block
shots. And by the
way,
Pepe, AD ate him alive in the first half. He made 14 of 15.
And they forgot about AD in the fourth
quarter. I don't know how you do that.
And then what I don't understand is how come the bench people don't even...
No production.
On either team.
No production.
On either team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like this whole thing's going to be decided by 10 guys.
So I want to get this in here. Teoscar Hernandez homered for the Dodgers. They're up 1-0. They got runners on first and third. Chris Taylor was at the plate. Guess what he did?
Struck out.
That's what happens when you step into the box 0-2.
Yeah. Struck out. And
what does that mean?
When you mean 0-2, like 0 balls, 2 strikes. He steps in and it's already at that point.
Because he looks at bad. He takes bad pitches early in the count.
He's swinging like crazy. He's constantly down 0-2.
Yeah, but they do have a lead on the Teoscar Hernandez home run. And last night they blew him off out. They had 20 hits last night.
Well, first team in 50 years. This is pretty amazing to out hit the other team 15-0 in the final 7 innings of a game. They had 15 hits after the third inning after the second inning.
Yep,
and Washington had 0.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're really good. Who's calling, Mike?
Who's that? Who is it, Michael? Who's on the phone?
Oh, it's Clay. Answer that.
Yeah.
Hey, Clay, what's up?
Yeah.
There you go. Tell me on the radio.
No, it's Clay Thompson.
I'm on the Ireland and Mason show. What you guys doing?
It's okay.
Not every day. As, you know, six-time All-Star calls in the middle of the show.
I'm already up here at the station, so I already passed the house and everything, so I'll come over this weekend.
There you go. Perfect. Right. Hey, I want to let everybody know that there is a brand-new legal betting app in California. It's called Cut, and I have gone wild.
Yeah, you and Bergman both, right? You guys are pretty much every day you got something going.
I was 4-for-4 last night.
Really?
Including Miami plus 14.5 against Boston.
When I saw that score, I was hoping you made the bet. I turned it on. Miami was up 9, and I went, oh, God, that means Mason's up by 20.
Yeah, I was in good shape. Yeah. Good shape and won that bet last night. So this is peer-to-peer betting, which means it's actual money. It's legal in California. You can bet point spreads, money line, run lines in baseball. Again, I was 4-for-4 last night, and I've got action out today, Bergman. I am on the Knicks plus 5.5 because I think Jalen Brunson will return to form tonight.
In Philly.
Yeah, agreed. I think Jalen Brunson will be good tonight. Orlando minus 2.5 at home to Cleveland.
I like Orlando in that game.
And I like the Lakers Nuggets under the 224. They've been under in this series so far.
They've been under 200, I think, in every game so far. Yes. But I was stupid and took the over in this one.
Oh, good
so
for
I'm,
you.
I'm going over.
Smart play.
217.5. I'm taking the over on this
one.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring blowout by the Nuggets.
You got 217.5. I got 224.
Don't ever be stupid, 224. Greg, because you turn out to be Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you get 224?
It's off of the Cut app.
I have
you
it
can download
two,
the Cut app at KUTT. I'll double check it. KUTT.com if you want more information. If you sign up for the Cut app, you immediately get a 10% deposit bonus using code ESPNLA. And here's the thing. Once you join, you want to make sure to join the ESPN LA social group. That way you'll be betting with me and Bergman and everybody from 710, all of our 710 listeners. Again, download the Cut app today. It's betting for real. All right, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, you hear me all the time talk about iSpot Active. It's wearable cryotherapy. If you play golf, pickleball, tennis, soccer, basketball, football, or your knees are just sore, does your back hurt from your regular everyday job? You got to try iSpot Active. It's the proverbial offer you can't refuse, and here's why. They have free shipping and a full 100% money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, you send it back, you get all your money back. And here's the thing. I've never heard of anybody sending it back. I've got this thing. Mason's got this thing. Sedano's got it. It's wearable cryotherapy. So you purchase an iSpot device for whatever areas you want to treat. Your back, your knees, wherever, your hips. And you put this on for 20 minutes, and all of a sudden, you're icing in a much smarter, more effective way. You got to try this. Go to that website, iSpotActive.com, iCEBODActive.com. You'll see James Worthy on there. You'll see a testimonial from a doctor. It'll answer all your questions, and it's the only way to get this wearable cryotherapy is to go to that website, iSpotActive.com. So check it out today. Remember that it's a full money-back guarantee and free shipping, so you got nothing to lose. iSpotActive, iSpotActive.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, what's up? It is game 3 day in Los Angeles, Lakers versus Nuggets tonight. NFL draft is going on tonight. Excited for that.
NFL draft. Caleb Williams is going to go number one tonight, right?
100%.
Yes. Name the other five SC Trojans who went number one overall in the draft.
Oh, let me see if I can do this. Right. Okay.
You better get one of them. Chris will be very mad.
What's Liner that? Well, Keys won.
Liner fell down. Barkley fell down.
No, it's Carson Palmer. Yeah, right. Carson. That's two.
Yeah. Did Bush go number one?
No, he went number two.
You guys won't get it.
Hold on.
Did OJ go number one?
Yeah, had to.
Okay, OJ went. That's number three.
How many are we missing?
Two.
Charles White?
No, he didn't go number one.
Running back, though.
Marcus Allen?
No, he didn't go number one.
Running back went.
Running back.
Mike Garrett?
Nope.
Anthony.
Anthony Davis?
Nope.
Oh, no. It's Ricky Bell.
Ricky Bell.
He went to Tampa.
Ricky Bell. That's right.
One more.
Okay. What position? Era? 70s, 80s, 90s?
I'll give you a lineman.
A lineman?
Is it Tony Boselli?
I won't say whether it's a defensive or offensive lineman, just a lineman.
A lineman?
I say offensive
one.
Lineman or defensive lineman. You'll get
is it one of the Matthews?
Nope.
No.
And it's not Tony Boselli?
I'll give you another hint.
Matthews?
He was white.
Okay. Right.
So that means he's probably an offensive lineman, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
68.
Oh, 68.
Ron Yeary?
Ron Yeary.
Yeah, only Michael. Ron Yeary is a good one, yeah.
That's it. That's the five.
I didn't know Ron Yeary went number one. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
So he's a good player. But, were you guys, we're all going to be at the game tonight, but if there was not a Laker game tonight, I find myself sitting through the first round of the draft,
I like
pretty regularly.
I think it's really fun. I'm going to the East Central across the street. I'm going to watch the first round of the draft. I'm excited.
But why don't they knock it down to 5 minutes between
picks? I agree with you.
Like I'm with you 100%.
Yeah,
me too.
By that point, it's been months and months to get ready for. You got to know. You got to have a draft board, and you got to know.
Otherwise, it's really boring.
Yeah, it takes too long between picks.
Right. Don't they switch to 5 minutes in the second round?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I would do it in the first round.
I wanted to, a lot of people right now there's a lot of Caleb Williams slander out there.
Why?
For so many reasons. Stupid things. Like, he cried after that one game.
Don't
and
care.
He paints his fingernails. And,
pink.
Pink. Who cares?
Although, let me ask you guys something. I found this really interesting. Jay Glazer did an interview yesterday where he said that every NFL team, all 32 of them, go through the social media feeds of prospective draft picks. And if they tweeted something in junior high or in high school, that's like, let's say they used the N-word.
Sure.
When they were young. Like, who did that? Mace? Josh Hader.
Yeah, Josh Hader did, right.
Josh Allen also had some really objectionable tweets. But here's my question. Let's say Caleb Williams is going to be the number one pick. Let's say when Caleb Williams was in junior high or when he was a freshman in high school, he tweeted something really offensive. Mm-hmm. Would that keep you from picking him?
No, that's
way.
So stupid when people do that.
So why are they?
That's dumb. We're all young and stupid once and said stupid things, did stupid things.
An adult, like if you tweeted that, like I work with somebody who's really good at his job.
Okay.
Really good at his job.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ireland.
But
clearly not.
If you checked his social media feed, you would never hire him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is all politics?
All of it.
Yeah.
And it's all on one side on steroids.
Oh, go figure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So but that person is an adult.
Sure.
Okay. If any of these kids tonight,
yep.
These kids are all 18, 19, 20, 21 years old.
They're young men, they're not kids.
Right. If one of them did something 6, 7 years ago, or especially in junior high, right. Glazer said they check it in junior high.
That's ridiculous.
I think that's holding someone to a ridiculous standard. I mean, I was an idiot. In a lot of ways, I still am.
But here's
yeah,
the thing.
Pretty much.
Also, idiots for this reason. There's dumbness on both sides here. So when I went to speak at my alma mater, one of the things I told all those kids is
you have a digital footprint.
You should go back and delete. You should scrub your social media accounts, because when you go and apply for a job, somebody will go back and look at those, and somebody will see that you're one political side or the other, or you drop the N-word or whatever it is.
Right.
Delete all that stuff. And I delete all my tweets every year. I told these kids, I said, go to Tweet Deleter, and you can delete just a year's worth of tweets.
How come whenever somebody deletes a tweet, somebody can always find it?
Because they screen capped it.
Screenshot.
Yeah, they screenshotted
back
the tweet.
Back when it was tweeted.
When it was actually live.
So you're
live.
Not totally out of the woods, but you're just making it harder for them to get
right,
there.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So the best thing to do is not to write something.
That's
or,
right.
Offensive.
Thank you.
Right,
thank you.
You know, I mean, why do you have to say something bad?
But think about it. Years ago, stuff that got said, you don't necessarily think about anymore. But like, for example, there was the Kyle Kuzma one, right?
No, it was Larry Nance.
Larry Nance had said something negative about Kobe.
Right.
And that came up right after he was drafted. I mean, so what, ultimately? But the easy thing to do is just to delete your tweet history.
Right. But I don't think I would.
Michael, you don't have to. Your tweets are so
very
random.
Generic.
They
Fred
really,
McMurray-ish.
Yes, they are.
Nobody can read them. Only Michael can
Magic
read them.
Magic Johnson does not to delete.
Okay,
he does not have to delete any tweets because they are so generic.
No, did you see the other day Magic came out and said he couldn't tweet after game two.
Yes.
He was too devastated to tweet. And Greg, my reaction to that was, what are you talking about, man? You don't write your own tweets.
No, he does not.
Does anyone here think Magic writes his own tweets?
No.
I think it's AI.
Yeah, Laura's right. I think that Grok on Twitter writes all of his tweets.
What's that?
It's basically the same thing as ChatGPT,
but
for
Twitter.
Okay.
And it's completely
generic.
Do
you really think Magic Johnson knows how to use Grok?
It's right there on
the... No, he has the assistant do it.
Yes, he has somebody do it for him. Maybe it's Cookie. I don't know.
The two most generic tweeters in the world today are Magic and Pau Gasol.
Okay, now to their point, let me read this tweet. Despite a hard-fought effort, the Lakers fell short in a close game against Denver last night. Tough loss, but we'll bounce back. Hashtag Lakers Nation, hashtag NBA.
AI.
Sounds like AI.
It is
going to say.
Yeah, it's
but
AI.
Don't you think that it's possible that Magic is using some kind of AI?
100%.
Because this stuff is so generic. It is so.
Most of the people that are personalities, somebody else does the tweeting.
You think so?
No, I don't.
Pepe, I do all my own tweets.
I do all my own tweets.
I'm talking about
Pepe, you have somebody do it. Are you confessing?
No, I think LeBron does his own tweets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have somebody tweeting for you, Pepe?
No,
your good morning, your good morning tweet?
Oh, you use AI.
You use AI.
That's very discouraging.
No.
I was always very complimentary of your tweets.
I'm talking about the Kardashians, people like that.
Oh,
you should let somebody else wave for you. Maybe they'll wave back.
Oh, Pepe, this may be the last weekend of waving for the season.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
I know. I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've got time.
Maybe you shouldn't wave. Maybe if you don't wave, it'll put us on a winning streak.
How about that, Pepe?
No, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, okay?
Yeah.
You guys do whatever you... I mean, you know what I've been thinking about?
Greg,
you guys talk about A chair, B chair.
Yes.
You're in the C chair. Whether you change...
You're in the D chair, actually.
Yeah, whether you change...
We've added a fourth chair.
For dummy.
La-di-da. Well, I can say something for the A chair, okay?
Yeah.
A-hole.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. But that's me, so you would never use that. Yeah, ChatGPT, tell me if this would work. Is this where you get your good morning tweets? Buenos dias a todos. Espero que tengan un excelente inicio de semana. Darí, con todo, feliz lunes.
Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah. That's me.
Laura, what did he say?
He said, I hope you have a great... Well, I didn't, you know...
I put it in English, too, you know?
No, yes, but...
Oh, you do? You tweet it in two languages?
Yes, yeah, of course.
Oh, smart.
They're bilingual tweets.
Yes.
Yes. I like that. I look forward to Pepe's good morning tweet. It's the first thing I see when I get up in the morning. Pepe saying it's a great day.
When you get up at noon?
Now, Pepe, do you ever wake up and say, this day sucks, and then just write a this day sucks tweet?
No.
You should do it.
No.
One day, just for fun.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to be like you.
Which is?
Take a picture in a jacuzzi with your bathing suit on. Pepe shirtless, holding onto a pipe.
Don't allow people to dream. That's why.
I am all about dreaming.
You are a dream killer.
No, I'm all about dreaming.
You've already jumped off the boat.
No,
You're already in the water,
I have a dream.
You already stole some kid.
I have a dream. I'm not Billy Zane.
You are Billy Zane.
You're lowering your lifeboat space?
Let me ask you this.
You stole some woman's baby. You jumped in a lifeboat and you're
Here's where I'm struggling, Bergman. It's way more fun to be yes, we can do it than no, we can't.
Exactly.
Nobody likes no,
you're
we can't.
You're anti-fun.
But you're not being realistic if you're being that guy. You're being those three guys in the room with you. Pepe, right. Michael, and Ireland.
You've given up too?
I've not given up. I'm being realistic. They're going to get blown out tonight. The most obvious thing to happen is them getting blown out.
You have, by definition, given up.
I want them to win. My brain is telling me they get blown out by 20.
So you have a problem with your brain.
Yeah.
Serious brain problems.
Who has the more realistic view here, Pepe, me or you?
Me.
No, absolutely
you say
not.
Are you sticking with Lakers in three?
Or la-di-da. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I understand.
And all I can say is la-di-da.
La-di-da is right. All right, coming up next, going to spin the wheel of questions. Then we got some What's Up, Fool. Whose game is it? Oh, it's Michael Thompson's game today.
Yes, Michael's been working on it for a while.
Excellent. Yes. In the meantime, life's journey has got its highs and its lows, and you know maybe it's a hard time for you, struggling with your mental health journey. The L.A. County Department of Mental Health is there to support you through it all. Their caring team offers free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey together. Let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You want the hum?
Yeah,
we love the hum.
We like the inquisitive.
Yeah,
I never see the wheel. Where do you put
the wheel's
under the table?
The wheel's in Studio B.
Focus, Pepe.
Yes. Okay. Focus.
I'm glad this landed focus on this question because MT is here.
Yes.
So this one's a doozy. So bear with me. Last weekend, Ryan Garcia beat Devin Haney. If I'm saying his name right,
you are.
And
in both cases.
Thank you. And I found what he said in his interview post-fight interesting. He said, I don't give a bleep what people say about me. What happened? False reality, right? I drank every single night, went out the first Monday and Tuesday of fight week, drank. What happened? I won. I'm not necessarily proud of it, but I'm just saying. And he continues. While all this is happening, you see Oscar De La Hoya kind of tapping him like, shut up, dude.
Right.
Stop talking. So my thing is, yes, he won, but as an athlete, why would you promote this behavior?
Well, this guy, Laura, is a knucklehead.
Trainwreck. I know, he is. He's a trainer.
Totally.
And so what you didn't mention was that fight was supposed to be for a championship belt, but Ryan Garcia didn't make weight. He was supposed to be at 140. He came in at 143, which is way over the limit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he had agreed, him and Haney had agreed beforehand, Pepe, that for every pound you come in overweight, you give the other guy $500,000. So he had to pay Haney $1.5 million because he couldn't make weight. Now, what he would say is, yeah, but then I took a bunch of money and bet it on myself, and I beat him, and I didn't want to lower my weight. He's just a loose cannon and a knucklehead. I think he's going to be out of the sport in 5 years.
Totally. And then they didn't fight for the title because of the weight.
Correct. They had the fight because it was they already had sold tickets.
And you know, a good trainer helps the fighter lose the weight. Not 3 pounds, but Michael, you know this. I mean, they start working on the guy even the day of the weight, because Nacho Beristain, who was a coach from a lot of Mexican fighters, used to take the guys up in the roof and put them around like a sauna type of thing to run around.
Right,
but
right.
But he didn't even, Mike, he in didn't order even to try just, and make weight.
Right, you know? I mean, you can cut weight. No, Michael?
That was a great business move by Ryan Garcia because he won. Now he's going to make $40 million in his next fight, and if he keeps winning like this, he can't make 140 pounds anyway.
Doesn't mean he's a good fighter.
He's a good fighter.
Wait a minute. No, he dominated the fight.
He can fight.
He did.
He's crazy. He's wacko. He's probably going to end up broke in a few years because he's so stupid, like you say, Pepe. But that was a brilliant move by him because now he won that fight because he was stronger, and now he's going to make 30 or 40 million on his next fight.
So he won took that advantage because of the 3 pounds.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter.
But Michael,
Devin Haney in his last fight.
Is he as good a fighter as the fighters of the past?
Well, no, nobody's as good as Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard, but he's a good fighter. But he's not Julio Cesar Chavez, but he's a good fighter.
I
think he'll be, you know, he's going to be, and Pepe, you've covered boxing your whole career. He's going to be one of those guys that has a 2 or 3 year window where he, like, who was that Prince Nassim Ahmed?
Yeah.
You know, he was the hottest thing in boxing
for a while.
Yeah, for maybe 2 years, and then he made all sorts of bad decisions and burned out. That's Garcia.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the decisions he's made in his personal life in regards to weight, all right, if you don't want to make weight, mm-hmm. and it's a ploy, as Michael says, to make more money down the road, okay, but then why would you agree to pay $500,000 for every pound you're overweight?
Because he knew he was going to benefit. He said he made $12 million on himself with a bet. Bet $2 million on 600 to 1.
Okay.
So he made $12 million there. And plus, because he won that fight, because he was stronger, using more weight, now he can fight a pit bull Cruz and make another $40 million.
Is there a way to prevent somebody from betting against themselves or having somebody bet against them because you know you're going to hit the mat?
No, I guess in boxing you're allowed to bet on yourself, unlike in basketball or baseball or other sports.
You can
bet
on yourself, but wouldn't it be easy to say, hey,
I'm going
to
lose?
Hey, big time gambler guy. I'm probably not going to win this one.
If you did that and it came out, it would be the end of your
career.
Well,
sure, anytime that happened,
I don't think it should be allowed to bet either on yourself or against yourself in boxing.
Yeah, I don't know how you would stop it.
Yeah.
Because so many people bet on boxing. But, you know, what's interesting is that Ryan Garcia, like, after he missed weight, I thought, oh, this guy just doesn't care. He's going to get killed. And it was the opposite. Haney got killed. Like, Garcia, Michael, did you watch that fight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That really, I mean, I know you want a split decision. I don't understand the guy who voted for Haney.
Yeah, right.
Did you?
Yeah, call it a draw, but
yeah, but Garcia, I mean,
beat him up.
Yeah, that was not close, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So, Michael, if they fight in the regular weight,
well, he's not going to do it because Garcia can't make 140.
What's his name? Haney would have to come up.
Yeah,
but he's got, like Michael says, Garcia now has bigger fish to fry.
He's got a lot of options.
He's going to go into the more you weigh in boxing, the more money you can make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
you go up in class.
Not really. It's about your star power. Because Mayweather only weighed 147, 135 pounds and made the most money of them all.
Yeah, but now boxing is just a pure business.
Well, it's always been a business.
Well, it's always been a business. Michael won like 4 different weight classes. He just kept going up.
Yeah. Well, Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Well, like a bunch of guys have done it. Floyd's done it. Manny Pacquiao's done it. So a bunch of guys have done that. Sugar Ray Leonard. So that's
what's weird is I said, Michael, this was the anniversary a couple weeks ago. It was the anniversary of the Hearns-Hagler fight.
Sure.
And somebody sent down just the first round on Twitter. And I sent it to Michael and I said, I think this is the best first round in boxing.
There were guys fighting. Fight. They fought.
Yeah. And where are those fights?
Yeah,
there was no feeling out. They just went at it.
From the opening bell, they just started beating the crap out of each other. Yeah. I was surprised neither one of them were able to go it. And Michael, that fight only went 3 rounds, right?
Three rounds.
Before Hearns burned out.
Greatest 3 rounds in boxing history.
And Hagler is like a human pillar, man. I mean, Hearns was beating him, and he just wouldn't go down. And so I miss those fights.
Yeah, me too.
It's hard to root for Garcia because he's such a knucklehead.
Okay,
he's
Okay, what are we doing here? We're going to do some What's Up, Fool. We only have
another hour today.
Another hour. I just got invited to play in the Commerce Casino World Series of Poker event, which is coming up in May, which means, you know, that's where I win my bracelet.
Well, if you win the bracelet,
I'm going
you know
to
you
Vegas.
Get. Don't you get $10 million if you win the bracelet?
Well, you get I think you get a bracelet to play, right? And then you win the bracelet. You win a lot once you go to Vegas.
I think it's $10
million. This is the first non-Vegas WSOP event this year, so I get to play
in it. What if you get hot and win the whole thing?
Oh, man. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
See, you always say you wouldn't retire. If you did that, I think you would become a professional poker player and leave radio.
If
you won $10
million. Would you change and be more positive?
Change and be more positive if I won. I'm an incredibly positive person. That's the thing about me.
Except when it comes to the Lakers.
No. I am also a realist. I also look at facts and say,
you're very positive where the Dodgers and Rams are concerned, but when the Lakers come around, you're pessimistic.
Here's the weird...
Would you be saying this about the Rams? No.
No, I would not be, because anything can happen in one game. Anything can't happen in four of seven.
Yeah, but we only care about tonight.
Right.
The three of us only care about tonight.
Well, the Lakers, the chances are not zero, but it's in the NBA, it's really hard for there to be an upset because you got to win 4 of 7.
But right.
In a one game, in a playoff game.
Miami came up big last night.
They did.
One game at a time.
They have Eric Spoelstra as their coach. Different.
Do you get joy and killing the dreams of people?
You know what?
Dream killer.
Pepe, don't come at me. Don't come at me.
You always come at me.
I know, but that's
so good. I have to take it.
I mentioned the World Series of Poker event, which is going to be at the Commerce Casino and Hotel. It's May the 10th through the 24th. I get to play. And you can take in the first WSOP ring event outside of Vegas in 2024. Visit commercecasino.com for more details. Take a seat. Get right into the action. One big tournament can change your life. And by the way, Commerce Casino, the best. That's where I play my poker. Biggest, best poker room in SoCal. Biggest poker room in the world. Great service and great food and great hotel rooms. And, of course, great at the tables. Come play your game, check out the show, and win big at Commerce Casino and Hotel. For details on the WSOP event, go to commercecasino.com. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I just got a three-word text from George Sedano.
Okay.
Lakers winning tonight.
Oh.
See, he's not a dream killer like you. Or Bergman, who says they're going to lose by 20.
Well, he picked, by the way, I picked Lakers in six, so I hope, I picked Denver in six. I hope they win a couple.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope they make it a series.
Michael and I want a free trip to Denver. So, you know, don't mess with our trip.
So we can see Amanda again.
What if they lose tonight, and then you make that trip to Denver down 3-0?
I will never, or 3-1. Ever root against the Lakers, period.
Okay.
So if they lose tonight, I'll root for them on Saturday.
Root for them on Saturday.
Me too. Me too, okay.
Oh, yeah, you got to root for the Lakers. All right, coming up next for you, What's Up, Fool? Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about BB Go. It's the official game day snack of the Lakers. Mouthwatering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. Keep your freezer stocked with BB Go for a delicious meal. Korea's number one food brand. It's making the whole world more delicious. Minimum effort, maximum flavor. Now, I go to Ralph's to get my BB Go, but it's available in all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. BB Go Mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. Every day is the day to live delicious with BB Go, the official game day snack of the Lakers.